The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Yuma Dach Lamed Dalet. Earlier, in the Mishnah on Dach Lamed Aleph on Beis, we learned that when the Kohen Gadol is Tovel in the Mikveh on Yom Kippur, then if he was a Zokein or Istinus, if he was elderly or sensitive to cold water, mechamin lechamin, they warmed up hot water, or metilin letochatzonin, and they poured it into the cold water of the mikveh, kadei shetofik tinoson, in order to minimize the cold effect of the mikveh. In our Gemara, the Gemara brings a brisa, where the Yehuda says, ashoshio shel barzel ayu mechamin me'erev yom nakipurim. It wasn't that they poured hot water into the mikveh, but rather they warmed up sticks of metal, of iron, on Erev Yom Kippur, and they put them into the cold water. Kadesha Tofik Sinosan, again, in order that the cold should dissipate somewhat. Ask the Gemara, surely this is Metzarif. You are perfecting the metal implement by, after heating it up, plunging it into cold water. So, Abaye answers, they're not intending to be mitzvah of the metal, rather you're intending to warm up the mikveh. So the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dovashayna Miskaven is also, answers the Gemara, Hani minu b'chola terukula, al hocho tziruv drabonon hu. Here, the whole issue is only an issue drabonon. And explains Rashi, we don't have to add anything more in the Gemara. And in other words, with an Issa Drabonon, Dovashayna Miskaven is Mutta. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that Dovashayna Miskaven is also, if the whole issue is an Issa Drabonon, we'll agree that it's Mutta. Tosus has a different Gersa, which Rashi rejects. And that is, the Gemara adds on, Ein Shfus B'Mikdosh, which means to say that the Issurim of Shabbos Midrabonon do not apply in the Beis HaMikdosh. This is the clown god we find many places in Shas, Ein Shfus B'Mikdosh. Issurim Drabonon and Shabbos are called Shavuos, and they don't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal did not make the Gezeira of Issurim Drabonon of Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, according to Tosfos, Dovashayna Miskaven is also, even with an Issur Drabonon, but not in the Beis HaMikdash of Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash. In Hilchos Mikvos, in the Mordechai in Masechus Shavuos, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishamtz, who wrote to his brother that they've told me that you want to warm up a mikveh with hot water and then to join it up to a river with a pipe. The mikveh water itself would not have been kosher mikveh water, it would have been Mayim She'uvim, water which has already been in the keli. But if you join it up to the river, then it becomes one big mikveh, so to speak. But in this case, the mikveh water itself was hot. You wanted to use hot water for the mikveh. Says the Rashi Mishamtz, this should be also because of Gzeiros Merchatzos. It looks like a merchatz. In the times of Chazal, the common way to go bathing was to go to the public bathhouse. The public bathhouse was like a large swimming pool. And underneath it, in the room below, was very, very big bonfires and flames, which warmed up the water in the swimming pool, in the merchatz. People used to bathe there. Well, that's obviously Mayim She'uvim, because the water in the merchatz did not come directly from rainwater, but was carried in pots into the and poured into the mikveh, into the swimming pool. So that surely could not be used as a mikveh, because it was a merchatz. Says the Rashi Mishamtz, something which looks like a merchatz you also can't use for a mikveh, even if technically speaking it's a kosher mikveh. So if you fill up a pool with Mayim She'uvim and it's hot, and then even if you connect it up to a kosher mikveh or to the river, nonetheless, because it looks like a merchatz, it looks like a bathhouse, there is a gezeira that you're not allowed to use this. Where's the proof that there is such a gezeira? So the Rashi Mishamtz says, we find a couple of times in Shas, in Tanis and in Brachos, the Gemara says, B'chamim mi'ikah? Is there such a thing as a tevilah in hot water? V'ho she'uvim ninhu. Hot water is mayim she'uvim, is water which has been drawn in a keli, and therefore is possible to be used for a mikveh. says the Rashi Mishnah, it doesn't necessarily mean she'uvim literally. Even if the mine wasn't she'uvim, but nonetheless if the mikvah is hot, it's kesh'uvim ninu. It looks like she'uvim, because it looks like a melechas, which was usually hot. And therefore, says Rashi Mishnah, we see from these two Gemaras, in Brochus and in Tainis, that you cannot use hot water for a mikvah. In other words, you can't use a hot mikvah, because it looks like a melechas. Says Rashi Mishnah, so I've heard B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, possibly B'Shem Mori Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he says, I'm not sure which one it was, but the Chur is Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you're not allowed to be toivel in a hot mikvah because it looks like Mayim She'uvim, because it looks like a merchatz. The Hagos on the Modcha, which is also from Rishon, disputes this. And says there's nothing wrong with being toivel in a hot mikveh. And it brings a proof to this from a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Meseches Mikvos says Hitbilu b'chamin tohar. Now Gosh Mulcha says it's not necessarily a proof from there. Maybe he's talking about natural hot springs. That for sure is okay, because that doesn't look anything like a berachat. But the Gosh Mulcha brings a different raya from the Gemara in Nidda, where the Gemara said in Daf Samach Zayin on the base. Then the Gemara says, the Nachman Bayitzel said to the wife of the Resh Galusa, why are you not being toivel in the mikveh? If it's too cold, we're not short of pots, we're not short of avodim, who can, says, explains the Rishonim, who can fill up the pots with hot water, warm them up, and pour them into the mikveh. So you see from this, as goes Modche, that there's no problem with being toivel in a hot mikveh. Now, it's important to note that this works according to Rabbeinu Hananel's Pirush in the Gemara there, which the Rosh brings down, which says that when Rav Nachman says we've got plenty of pots to heat up hot water, and we've got plenty of servants to make sure that the water gets hot, he was talking about pouring it afterwards into the mikveh in order that the mikveh shouldn't be too cold. However, Rashi and other Rishonim learn that there the intention is not the mikveh itself. It was talking about warming up water in order to do chafifa, in order to clean oneself. As the halacha is, before one goes into the mikveh, one has to clean oneself with water to make sure one has no chatzitza, nothing which is coming in the way between the person's body or the person's hair and the mikveh. And therefore, chafifa should be done with hot water. And then it was talking about warming up the water for the chafifa, but not for the actual tefillah. According to Rashi and the Israel Shonin, there will be no proof from there that you're allowed to be toivel in a hot mikveh. But at least according to Rabbeinu Hananel, there's a good raya that you'd be allowed to do it. We have a machlokes like this. Rashi Mishnah is quoting Rabbeinu Tam, which says it's forbidden to be toivel in a hot mikveh. And according to the Agos Modcha, lechoyra, there would be no problem. The Shulchan Aruch, in Yerudei Hilchos Mikvos, right at the end of Siman Resh Aleph, says, Yesh mi she'oimer she'ose lahatil yoyra meleo mayim chamim l'techa mikveh l'chamamoy. There are those who say that it's forbidden to take a pot of hot water and pour it into the mikveh in order to warm up the mikveh. Where does this come from? The Chiddush comes from the Rashi Mishnah. So the Mechaber says, Yesh mi she'oseh, and he doesn't bring down any other opinions that allow it. However, the Ramal says, V'yesh mi kilin u'mativin lahatil chamim l'mikveh k'dei l'chamamoy. Some say you are allowed to put hot water into the mikveh to warm it up. So the Ramal mikol makom yesh lahachmir, one should be machmir and not be toivel in the hot mikveh, unless there's a minig in the local place to be maker, in which case you should not object to the minig. So paskins the Ramal. So according to what the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is machmir and forbids it, but according to the Ramal, it's permitted. So now let's come back to our Gemara. In our Gemara, the Yehuda says that they used to take sticks of barzel and put them and warm them up before Yom Kippur and then put them into the hot water on Yom Kippur in order that the water of the mikveh shouldn't be too cold for the Kohen Gadol. Well, according to the Modcha Lechera, this would be forbidden because you can't be toivel in a hot mikveh. So what do we do with our Gemara? So Lechera, there are a number of possible tenuits into this. The first teresh is the Modcha's teresh himself. Modcha himself quotes this Gemara and notes that Lechoyra, our Gemara says that they did warm up the mikveh by taking hot pieces of metal and putting them into the cold mikveh water to warm it up, and therefore Lechoyra we see that it is permissible to be toivel in a hot mikveh. But the Mordechai says there's no raya from here, because as the Gemara says, and he learns like the Gevurah of Tosfos, that the reason why it was permitted was because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Now, our Gemara, when it talks about Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, wasn't talking about the Hilchos Mikveh, it was talking about Hilchos Shabbos. That it looks like you're being tzayir if you're completing the metal rods, making them into a keli. On that, the Gemara says it's only Midrabon and Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But the Mordechai extends the same principle and says that since the Issur Rabbanon of being totally in a hot mikveh is only midrabbanon, it's a gezeirah that looks like a merchas, but then I tell you, there's no problem. Says the Mordechai, since it's only an Issur Rabbanon, there is no concept of Issur Rabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash means the Issurim Rabbanon were not enacted for the Beis HaMikdash. Now this is very interesting, because there is a Marsha and others who say that the principle of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. The Surim Darabonon of Hilchos Shabbos were not enacted for the Beis HaMikdash. However, all other Surim Darabonon apply in the Beis HaMikdash just like everything else, just like they apply everywhere else. The Mordechai seems to say that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash applies on all Surim Darabonon, because the Issur Darabonon are being traded in a hot mikveh because it looks like a merchatz, so the Mordechai doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash because the principle is of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Some bring a riot to this concept that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash does not apply to other Issurim Darabonon from the Chazal, which says that the Kohenim, when they slept in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't sleep on mattresses made of kilayim. Now the only issue of sleeping on a mattress of kilayim is, so this is drabonon, that because perhaps part of the mattress will fold itself over on top of you. There's nothing wrong minatoya on sitting on kilayim or lying down on kilayim. You're not allowed to put kilayim on top of you, because the Torah says the silbat shabbos. Therefore, minatoya, there's nothing wrong with lying down on shabbos. Midrabonon, because I asked it, because it might fold over on top of you, and then you'll be over the issur minatoya. Well, since lying down on a mattress of kilayim is only issur drabonon, why were the kohenim in the Beis HaMikdash not allowed to do so? Lechora, we see not like the Mordechai, we say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash does not apply to issur drabonon other than Hilchos Shabbos. However, there are those who are doicher this raya and say, no, the whole reason why Chazan weren't gozer issur drabonon in the Beis HaMikdash is because the principle of kohenim zerizim hein. The kohenim, when they're in the Beis HaMikdash, are in a heightened sense of urgency and make sure, and they're not likely to be over any surim. And therefore, Chazal said, the surim Darabonon, which were there to ensure that a person doesn't by mistake come to an Issur Daraita, they didn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash because the Kohenim was a reason and there's no need for it. Well, that would be okay when the Kohenim were awake, but when they're asleep, you can't say that the Kohenim was a reason. And therefore, when it comes to the Issurim Darabonon with regarding to lying down on a mattress to go to sleep, there, even though Ein Shvus B'Mikdash might normally include Issurim Darabonon other than Hilchos Shabbos, here they couldn't use the principle of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash because the Kohen is going to be asleep. Others say that when they slept, they actually slept not in the Azara, but outside the Azara, and Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only applies in the Azara. That itself, Lechor, is a separate machlokes rishonim, whether the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is only in the Azara itself, or who are in the whole Beis HaMikdash, or even on the Har HaBayis. But Al-Kabbalah, the Mordechai certainly seems to learn that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash applies to other Issurim Darabonon apart from Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore the Issur Darabonon of being tovel in a hot mikveh, according to the Mordechai, which is a gezeirah because it looks like a merchatz, would not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Kila Eiger in Tshuva Siman Nun, also brought down in Kiddushi with Kiv Ego and Asuka, wants to suggest a different approach and say, even if we were to say that it's forbidden to pour hot water into a mikveh, that would only be in order to heat up the mikveh, because a hot mikveh looks like a merchatz. One could mistake it possibly for a merchatz, for a bathhouse, which is not good for a mikveh. However, if you're just warming up the mikveh a little bit, not the mikveh water should be hot, but just to take away the edge of the cold, that it shouldn't be freezing cold, lechora, that would be permissible. That doesn't look like a merchatz, and therefore, lechora, there would be no problem with such a thing. And that would fit very nicely with our case, because the Mishnah says earlier that the reason why they warmed up the mikveh is lechofik tzinoson, not to make it hot, but to take off the edge of the cold, so it shouldn't be freezing. But not that it should be hot or even lukewarm, just that it shouldn't be freezing cold. Nachura, that would be permissible. And that would actually fit quite nicely with the Rabbi Hanano we mentioned earlier, who says that Rav Nachman suggested that the Reish Galusa, the wife of the Reish Galusa, they could warm up water and put it in the mikveh. Rabbi Hanano also says a similar type of lashon. And he says, if she's afraid that it is cold, we'll warm up some water and put it in the mikveh. Possibly that would mean that just to take off the edge of the cold, but not actually to heat up the mikveh. In that case, there would be no kasha from our Gemara how they managed to warm up the water for the Kohen Gadol, because it wasn't a hot mikveh, it just wasn't freezing cold. They put in the hot iron rods just in order to make sure it wasn't freezing. According to that suggestion of today, our Gemara wouldn't be problematic. The Mordechai clearly didn't hold to this, because the Mordechai asked the question from our Gemara, how is it permissible here? And the only way out was to say, Inchibus Pamikdosh. So the Mordechai clearly seems to hold that even to take away the edge of the cold is already a problem. The third approach is the approach of Alechem the Simlov. And he says that it could be that the issue is only to add hot water from outside. In other words, if you have a mikveh, and you take hot water, which is she'uviv, and you pour that into the mikveh, that looks like a merchatz, because that's how they used to fill up a merchatz. They used to have a big burr, a big pit, or a big sort of swimming pool, and then they would take hot water, heat it up in big pots, and then pour that into the merchatz. So that looks like a merchatz. If you take hot water from outside and pour it into the merchatz. But if you have a cold mikveh, and you take a heating element and put that directly into the water of the mikveh and heat it up, then that doesn't look like a merchatz at all, because that's not how they ever heated up merchatz in the old days. And therefore, l'chura, that wouldn't be a problem at all. So even if we were to hold, like the Rosh Mishantz who says it's forbidden to heat up a mikveh because it looks like a merchatz, that would only be if you applied the heat from outside, for example, by heating up the water and pouring it into the merchatz. But if you took a cold merchatz, a cold mikveh, and put the heating elements into it, like they did for the Kohen Gadol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be permissible because it doesn't look like a merchatz. And there is a shtick of mashmalus to this from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in the Perek Omar Le'Mamun Nuna says that that's exactly why Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanna Kamma. The Tanna Kamma says they used to warm up water and put it in the mikveh for the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says they used to warm up metal rods and put that into the mikveh and not throw water into, hot water into the mikveh. That if you were to warm up hot water and pour it into the mikveh for the Kohen Gadol, the people who were watching would say, we saw the Kohen Gadol being tovel in Maim She'uvim on Yom Kippur. And they won't realize there was already water which was in the mikveh, which was a kosher mikveh, and the hot water which was poured in was just to warm up the mikveh. Therefore, to be other, rather than pour in hot water into the mikveh, take metal rods which are hot and put that into the mikveh, and no one will make the mistake of saying the Maim She'uvim. So it does sound a bit like Rabbi Yehuda saying that there is a gezeiros merchatzos if you pour hot water into the mikveh, but there's no gezeiros merchatzos if you put the hot rods into the mikveh and warm up the mikveh from inside. However, the Chasam Sofer Chelik Beis Yerodeus and Reish Yud Daled brings this Rishalmi and says that there's no raya from the Rishalmi to this halacha at all. Rishalmi is talking about something else. It could be that to go use a hot mikveh is not a problem bichlal, even if you were to pour hot water into it. It's only in the case of the Kohen Gadol that there's a special Maila B'Kodesh. We find that when it came to the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal were more machmir than in other places. And therefore, in this situation, since it's the Kohen Gadol and is being tovel in the Beis HaMikdash, we were especially careful not to use hot water. But it could be that everywhere used the metal rods, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it could be that everywhere else there would be no problem. There's no klal of gzeiros merchatzos in all cases. They were especially careful when it came to the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that it didn't look like it was a merchatz, but otherwise not. The Kida Eiger, the tshuva that we mentioned earlier, again brought down in the Chiddushim of Kida Eiger over here, also brings the Yerushalmi and his Doich Yerushalmi, and he says that the Yerushalmi perhaps was only concerned, Rabbi Yehuda was only concerned in the Yerushalmi that if you pour hot water in it looks like merchatzos, because everybody knew that the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol was only a Maila B'Kodesh. The Kohen Gadol wasn't Tomei, but there's halacha that he has to be tovel in the mikvah. In fact, he has to be tovel 5 times throughout Yom Kippur, even though he didn't become Tomei from one to the other. But there's the halacha of Moshe Mishtenayim, and at least some of the tefillahs are mafurish in the Torah, that the Kohen HaGadol has to be Tovah Liyom on Yom Kippur at various stages throughout the Avodah. So in that case, people might make the mistake of saying that if you pour hot water to the mikveh, they might say, ah, this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, since it's not the proper tefillah, because it's not Tomei anyway, that you can get away with using she'ufim. No one would make the mistake of saying that a regular mikveh you need to have ma'am she'ufim, or you're allowed to use ma'am she'ufim. Everyone knew that that ma'am she'ufim was possible. And therefore, there would be no problem forbidding the practice of a hot mikveh anywhere else outside the base of Mikdash. But on Yom Kippur, since people know that the Kohen Gadol is not Tomei, they might make the mistake of saying that the tefillah is not Mikra Din and you're allowed to use a merchatz, and that's why we saw them pouring hot water into the merchatz. And therefore it was forbidden according to Rabbi Huda. But there wouldn't be a proof that anywhere else there would be a problem with using a hot mikveh. Halacha l'maaseh nowadays, it's very important to note that no posik forbids using a hot mikveh. All the poskim say that there's nothing wrong with using a hot mikveh. And the question is why? The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Lechore is Machmeh, he only brings down the opinion which forbids it. And we don't have any, the Mechaber doesn't bring down the opinion which permits it. And even the Ramal, who brings down the opinion that permits it, says that Lechatchila, there is a need to be Machmeh, unless the minig is to be Mekel. So where does it come from? The fact that nowadays all the poskim say there's nothing wrong with Tovel in the Kol Mikveh. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that perhaps the Mechaber was Machmeh because he lived in Eretz Yisrael, as is known, he lived in Tzfas, and there the water is not so cold. Whereas the Ramal, who lived in Krakow, which was in Poland, where the water was very, very cold, especially in the winter, but even in the summer, perhaps that's why he was more Mekel. A number of posts can bring down the fact that it's a sakana nowadays, people are weaker generally than they used to be, and to be tovel in freezing cold water is not healthy. More than that, people might avoid going to the mikveh altogether if it's too cold nowadays, because we're not used to being tovel in freezing cold water, and therefore there's certainly reason to be mekel. But there are many posts can bring down the mi'ikar adin, there is reason to be mekel as well. And why should this be? Well, according to the Lech and the Simla, certainly that we mentioned earlier, Lechor is for sure mutter. The only gezerah, according to those who were machmir, is not to take hot water and pour that into the mikveh. That looks like a merchatz, because the maim is she'uvim, and it's hot as well. And therefore, it looks like a merchatz which was also filled up with hot maim she'uvim. And then the Gemaras, which the Mordechai quotes, which say that you can't use hot water for a mikveh, she'uvim ninu, not like the Mordechai says, it is kesh'uvim ninu, it looks like she'uvim, and therefore it's also a gezeirah of merchatz. But no, only if it is she'uvim, if the water is actually man she'uvim and it's hot, then you're not allowed to use it. Even if you had kosher water in the mikveh already, and you're just adding to it, even so, since the water pouring is she'uvim and it's hot, it looks like a merchatz. So only if you have those two conditions, does a kosher mikveh be pouring in water from outside and the water is hot, then it looks like a merchatz. But if you just heat up the mikveh by having a kosher mikveh, not adding water to it, but placing a heating element in the mikveh, that will be no problem. That doesn't look like a merchatz at all, because it's not mayim she'uvim at all. Alternatively, pouring mayim she'uvim into an already kosher mikveh, which isn't hot, is also no problem. So therefore, nowadays, all our mikvahs are kosher mikvahs, which with a heating element inside it, which heats up the water. There's no hot water being poured out from outside. So according to the Lechem Simna, there will be no problem at all of those mechatzos, even according to those who are machmir. It's also interesting to note that there's a tshuva from Rabbi Avad Yosef, Zichrei Livracha, in Yabir Oimer Chelik Beis, Yerudea Simon Yud Dalet. And there he quotes a fascinating tshuva from the Nifcha Mikesef. And Nifcha Mikesef was a Gaon who lived in Aram Tova, who visited Eretz Yisrael, and actually lived at the same time as the Beis Yosef. Although he was considerably younger, he lived in the same door as the Beis Yosef, and he visited Eretz Yisrael. And his name was Rabbi Shai Yoshio Pinto, and he is made that there's a tshuva meharob ben Archa shehayid that the Rabbeinu Karo, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo himself, the Beis Yosef who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, himself did a maisa to heat up a mikveh, although the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself, had paskened, as we said earlier, that Yesh Misha Oyster, you shouldn't pour hot water into a mikveh. Nonetheless, at a later stage, the Beis Yosef himself gave instructions to warm up a mikveh. And the reason is because many poskim are matter it, and since Roiv Minyan, Roiv Binyan, our poskim are matter it, we don't have to be choshish for the Sfaras Yochid. And therefore, and then he says, Rabbi Sein Rabbani Tzfasmi Mei Kedem, Yitiru Lassas Mikveh Lechatchila Lechamim HaMikveh. And therefore, with the added concern that nowadays we're not up to being told in the Friesen called Mikveh, Rabbi Avadi Yosef says that even Tzfadim Amatuit Lechatchila. Once we've now discovered that the Nifchan Mikestev says that Rabbi Yosef Karo himself was Matuit a cold Mikveh Lechatchila, and therefore we allow it nowadays as well. And interestingly, there's a Tshuva Tashba, who was also a great poskim from Sfard, who actually lived in Algiers, from the generation before the Beis Yosef. He's actually quoted in the Beis Yosef himself in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin in Yerudea. And there he also says, mentions, he's discussing something else, but he mentions this point as well, by the way, and he says, if the water's cold, you can do a takona, just like we find in the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, that they used to warm up metal rods and put them in the mikveh. So it says the Tashbats, nowadays you can do the same thing. You can warm up the mikveh by placing metal rods in it and therefore making it warm. So you see that the Tashbats were also lechatchil and matter to do it, certainly at least in the way that we do it nowadays, not by pouring hot water in, but by putting metal rods or heating elements inside the mikveh water to heat it up. So just to summarize, there is a Mordechai quoting the Rosh Mishans and possibly Rabbi Natan, who hold that you're not allowed to be tovered in the hot mikveh. However, and the Mechaber brings that down the Chora lechatchila not to do so, and the Ramah also says lechatchila one shouldn't be here, but if it's a minute to be maker, you're allowed to be. However, all the poskim from after the Ramah onwards all say that we are knowing to allow it, and no one forbids it, and even the Sfardim, who would normally follow the Pesach of the Mechaber, allow it, because it's apparent that even the Mechaber himself, although he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch Nachma, himself was subsequently chozer bo, he retracted and was makel, and therefore Aloch HaLamais, we rely on the opinion to hold there's no problem, there's no gezeirah of mechatzos, certainly not in the way that we heat up the mikveh by having a heating element inside the mikveh. There's no gezeirah, people will make the mistake of thinking that a mechatz is also permitted, and therefore it is certainly lechatchila permitted nowadays to be tovered in the hot mikveh. There's a Sefer Shiuri Tara from Ramot Kogoshlit, he brings a tshuva from B'shem, the tshuva's Beis Sha'orim, but anyway, all mikvahs nowadays are under the supervision of a Rav or the local Beis Din, and everybody knows that it doesn't look like a mechatz at all, and therefore lechatchila, even if there's man chazal, there was a mokum to get confused between a mikveh and a mechatz nowadays, there is no mokum to be mixed up and get confused, and therefore no one would learn from this that it's permissible to be Tovel and the Merchatz. It's a big chiddush to understand that. But our Kapponim, we've already seen that all the Hanukkah poskim for several generations have been matur, and therefore there's no chashash at all, and nowadays one can be Tovel even in a hot mix.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.